much. I appreciate that. So most of you do know I was away for almost 2 weeks on vacation in Ireland on a tour group with Sue Riley, who we sang one of her songs today. She's part of the Unity Posse Palooza musicians, and there's many of them who have made a connection with Innisfree, who is a tour company over in Ireland, and they know musicians in Ireland. And so for several years, they have done these wonderful small group tours that are focused on music and on walking through the land, on bringing in archaeologists to speak and to share about the history. And so it's always a wonderful experience, and to go back once again was a special treat for me. So I missed you all, and it was wonderful to be away and to be in a whole different sort of mystery of spirituality in the blue sky and the ocean, the fog, the rain, the sun. Put my feet into the Atlantic Ocean, even though it was 40 degrees. We had a lot of fun. So it's great to be back and bringing back that passion that I experienced and always do with the Irish music and the spirituality that just oozes from the people and from the land. I wanted to speak to that this Sunday. So my talk title for today is Music Uplifts Our Soul, Connecting Us in Spirit. Music uplifts our soul and it connects us in spirit. And we've been our discussion group really has been working on this amazing book called Rebirthing of God. It's written by John Philip Newell. And he speaks to Christianity's struggle for a new beginning. It's entitled The Rebirthing of God, but what it's really dealing with is inviting us into a recognition that the concepts that have been brought forward of Christianity are something that it would be, in this day and age, it's good for us to begin to revisit. And of course, Unity has been based on that for so many years anyway, but it just reiterates that we are shifting out of the intellectual need to know and the power struggles among egoic, personal humanity that are shifting into a spirituality, that are shifting into an inner knowingness, that mystical experience which I've spoken of. And this is just a quote from The Rebirthing of God, Mr. Newell is actually quoting Thomas Merton. He says, for Thomas Merton, who was a Trappist monk early in the mid-1900s, Thomas Merton said, spiritual practice is not seeking to know about God, but to know God. It's a desire for direct personal experience. The longing that drives the resurgence of spiritual practice today is not a quest for more beliefs about God. It is the desire to be intimately joined to the sacred. As Merton says, spiritual practice is not about an idea or concept of God. It is about seeking the experience of presence. And I think that as spiritual humanity, we are all shifting and moving into that place where we are recognizing the old construct of a God outside of ourself isn't one that really fills our heart with an excitement and with a passion and no longer makes sense. And it is time for that rebirthing. It is time for that shifting and an awareness that the experience of godness, not of a glorified anthropomorphic God, but of the spirit of creation, of divine order, of all that is the essence of our lives, our world, that comes from moving to the heart of our being. It comes from listening in a way that is different than trying to figure out and to define. It comes from a place of being willing to just be. And the thing that I have experienced is that music is one of those things that takes us beyond words, that takes us into an experience that shifts us in a way nothing else can. In scripture from Mark 4:9, and he said to them, and this is Jesus telling his disciples, he said, and the people, he said, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. So he's speaking to the willingness to open our hearts and hear differently to that still small voice. And it goes on in Ephesians to say, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord. Friends, we're invited into this rebirthing of our understanding of what Christianity and spirituality is. And music affects us so deeply that if we are open to its flow, it can transform us in an instant. Maria Augusta von Trapp, you know from the von Trapp family and the Sound of Music, she is quoted as saying, music acts like a magic key to which the most tightly closed heart opens. You know, as we've appreciated the music here today, and as I did some research around music and how it affects us, it was fascinating to learn that music actually touches not only our right brain, but our left brain. It's an equal opportunity experience. It moves in us in a way that literally stimulates endorphins. It allows us to be more creative. It brings out an inner intelligence. It can help us to heal and to be calm. There was some research done with people who were given before surgery. There was one group that was given anti-anxiety medication, and there was another group who was invited to listen to the music that touched them. And of course now, through neuroscience, they can actually, you know, hook you up and they can see what's going on in there and tell both before and after the people recovered more quickly who had listened to music. They were less anxious, far less than any of the ones who had taken medication. These are just some of the small things that we forget about the power that music has to move us in the direction of beginning to embrace spirituality in a whole new way. From BeBrainFit.com, I was reading about music, and it says music has played an important part of every human culture, both past and present. Think about that. Think about how far back music goes to even, you know, primitive instruments, drums, how people connected to each other across time and space. People around the world experience universal responses to music. We're all familiar with how certain pieces of music can change your mood, get you motivated, or help you concentrate. And now advances in neuroscience enable researchers to quantitatively measure how music affects the brain. Music can make you smarter, happier, and more productive at all stages of life. Well, woohoo for that. You know, it's kind of like, well, we don't have to hit the books necessarily more strongly. We don't have to struggle and work hard in that sense. We can open ourselves to this spirituality, this inner wisdom, this presence, the living presence of godness, of creativity, as we allow ourselves to be motivated and stimulated and moved through the amazing power of music. And Anthony Storr, in his amazing book, Music and the Mind, he stresses that in all societies, a primary function of music is collective and communal, to bring and bind people together. People sing together, dance together in every culture. In every culture, and one can imagine them doing so around the first fires 100,000 years ago. Anthony was an English psychiatrist and an author, and he spoke to the way that we are moved and touched by music. And I know in my experience in being in Ireland, I was very aware how music is in the very soul of their being. It's a part of their spirituality. Any day, any night, any moment, people are in pubs, in groups, in places where they're playing these amazing musical instruments, bouzoukis, fiddles, harps, guitars, banjos, the Elan pipes, the Balron, which is a drum. And what's fascinating, people, is that these people come together. They two people over here may play together, then two people over here may play together. They may drop in, they sit there, and they listen for just a couple minutes. One of our musicians who was on our tour, many of you have heard Glenn Roffle, and he had written a new song, and he was sitting there while we were all listening to music, and this group was there playing just for us. And the gentleman that was on the accordion is the one who actually recorded the soundtrack for Omaha, you know, the basic, it was amazing musicians. Anyways, he's sitting there, and Glenn is singing a brand new song. And after the first verse, this guy starts coming in and plays riffs and all kinds of things along with his song, because they are so attuned in their heart to listening and to being part of. And the music is stirring, and they don't, John, you've probably seen this too, right? Where they tap their foot, you know, their foot goes like this when they play. Always. It's just always going. And it's because they're engaged. And when we look at the history of Irish music, we understand that in times of great oppression, when there were so many things that happened in Ireland, just like, you know, in our countries, and where people were oppressed, and where they were not allowed to practice their spiritual beliefs, their religions, but song could always sustain them. So even when they couldn't gather to have a church service or a special service, they could gather in song and sing through difficulties and challenges. Unbelievable. So it touched me deeply to be listening and to notice that their lives are infused with song. And you know what I found fascinating? So as I'm creating some of the slides, looking for pictures to create the slides, and I'm, you know, typing in all these things to try and find something, you know, that it sort of goes with the quote that I'm saying. And I typed in people listening to music, right? I'm trying to find this, you know, joyous experience and all this. Typed into Google Images, people listening to music. What do you think I found? Which what? No, actually, I found pictures of people with their earplugs in, every single one of them. Now, it didn't mean some people, now there was a little gadget they could all plug into and they could all listen together, but they listened with earplugs in their ears. And I actually had to type in people listening to live music, you know, and it was fascinating to me. And I look at the difference in the culture, in the people, and in their spirituality that, you know, any of us in our own way might judge one way or another, given our backgrounds and what's important to us. But, you know, as we look to becoming a group of humanity that's working together, as we're looking not just for peace, but for oneness that accepts and understands and crosses over boundaries, how are we going to do that when we have earplugs in? Versus, you know, being there with these people whose hearts are open to each other, who speak a language beyond just the vocal word. Billy Joel said, "I think music in itself is healing. It's an explosive expression of humanity." It's something we are all touched by. No matter what culture we're from, everybody loves music. And Henry Wadsworth Longfellow goes on to say, music is the universal language of mankind. And Heinrich Heine says, where words leave off, music begins. So friends, I just wanted to invite us into an experience, into a willingness to look differently, to begin engaging differently in our spiritual practices, that the rebirthing of God is talking about, in inviting us to go not to figuring things out all the time. We are grateful for the gift of our mind and the wisdom that does help us in that outer intellectual way. However, we don't want it to be in the driver's seat because it has a much more limited perspective. And what we want to begin doing is engaging the heart of our being that listens to that mystical drumbeat, that mystical musical note, that inner presence that stirs our hearts and invites us into a connectivity that goes beyond cities or states or countries. It's a universal language. And think about how music has shown up in our lives, in the ways it helps us when we're grieving. You know, at a memorial or a funeral service, and someone plays How Great Thou Art, or I Come to the Garden Alone, and Amazing Grace, yeah, thank you, on angels' wings. And see, it goes into our hearts so that we can feel and we can cry and we can grieve and we can do that together, recognizing that we are humanity that feels and experiences. And then we can love and support each other in that. And look at throughout history, you know, the hymnals, the songs that we have sung in church, and how wonderful it is that unity has these very progressive, positively focused musicians who come up with words that lead us forward. I wasn't sure if I was going to use this quote, but this is from Charles Fillmore out of Jesus Christ Heals. He said, the world needs a new hymnal. And this was written probably 100-some years ago from one of his books. I keep forgetting that so much more time has passed even. So the world needs a new hymnal with words of truth only, and music so strong and powerful that it will penetrate to the very center of the soul. And that's what unity, that's what Empower Music has been about. That's what unity is forging forward, what Sue Riley and Richard McDeasy started and continue to go forward with. Friends, music opens our hearts, connecting us to spirit and also to one another. Music opens our hearts. It connects us to spirit and it connects us to one another. So as we begin to recognize the power inherent in a spirituality that the people of Ireland just intrinsically participate in. I mean, they're walking around and you'll walk into a pub. The kids are in the pubs. The adults are in the pubs. Everybody's in the pubs. They're singing songs. They're dancing. They're clapping their hands. One musician is playing with another, then maybe someone leaves, and then another one comes in. And it's not just a special performance you go to. It's all the time, everywhere. They're out on the streets. You know, it's amazing. It's just a part of their lives. And it allows them to be connected to each other in a way that's different than sometimes we find ourselves connecting to each other here. Because we've created a great deal of separateness. And it is time for us to open to each other in a new way. First of all, to open to ourselves. Because that's where it starts. Because unless our heart is open, how do we reach out to connect to someone else from a closed door? So friends, begin allowing music to be a part of your life. Embrace. And the research that's done on music doesn't say that there's any one kind of music. It's whatever music touches you. So whether it's opera, whether it's classical, whether it's country western, whether it's bluegrass or jazz or Irish music or whatever it is, begin to be more aware of its presence in your life and know that music transcends that spoken word and is actually like the origination of creation, which is the breath of life. That energy vibration that then creates sound and music. And allow it to be present in your heart. Listen to more music. Share it with friends. Listen to it in your car. Sing, you know, have you ever looked over and seen someone who's like into their music? You know, the kids nowadays, they're going and I. When was the last time you found yourself doing that? Yay. Good. Yeah. Yeah, there we go. Or like Terry, you know, you heard the music in it, and I know Terry loves to dance, and oh man, let it move you. Let it embrace you. Sarah Dayson, who wrote Just Listen and is an author of many books, she said, music is the great uniter, an incredible force, something that people who differ on everything and anything else can have in common. See, it's that universal language. And from scripture in Colossians, it says, let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And from Isaiah, they will enter Zion with singing. Everlasting joy will crown their hearts. Gladness and joy will overtake them, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. Our Bible speaks to the vibrancy of music, of sound. And sound can even be the breath and that still small voice within. Let's embrace it. Let's allow it to be a part of our experience going forward. Let's allow it to motivate us, to lift us up, to help us in ways that open a path of creativity, open a path of wisdom, that bring us together in connection with each other. Share a song with someone you love. Share a song with someone you don't get along with so well. And see the magic that happens. So in closing, I will share this from Cahil Gibran and from Plato. Music is the language of the spirit. It opens the secret of life, bringing peace and abolishing strife. And Plato goes on to say, music gives a soul to the universe, wings to the mind, flight to the imagination, and life to everything.